This recording, Shanghai 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffered from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an university mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not full tail. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure."
Yeah, I grew up there since I'm a little kid. I love to stay at home. I don't like go out. No, I don't have any siblings. My mom is she's an outgoing girl. Oh, she's not a girl. she's very funny. She loves to cook, but she can't cook well. She loves to eat. Yeah, she can eat. She can tell what is really delicious, but she can cook very well, and she's very funny. She loves to reading, and she has that atmosphere like everyone was. So this woman is crazy. Yeah, my dad is more serious. Her atmosphere was more serious. Like he don't like reading. He preferred to read newspapers, yeah. He's more serious, but he's kind, yeah. Yeah, I like to cook, but I'm better cook than her. I fried chicken and eggs together and put some sauce. That sauce is from Sichuan, more spicy and a little bit salty. And you don't need to use oil, because that sauce already have oil. Then you fry them together, and it don't have a lot of calories. It's really delicious. I love that. I love to put them in the, do you know the noodle? Nongxing? The red box, the noodle. Put a slide of cheese and put all that meat and that together.
정조
누차
라
예비
미디
아누
펀에
펀에펀에뇨에유
로버그
유라
위리시
나마아누파인에타에유
미디어
매호차우
아누
시피
소세